Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists, featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. Kernak, driven from his burning hideout by Jungle Jim and Lil, dashes toward his seaplane anchorage. The darkness and the mad Kernak's skillful running carry him safely through Kolo's rifle fire, and he successfully escapes. After making sure that Jungle Jim and Lil are quite safe after their narrow escape from the burning building, Kolo takes after the escaping Kernak. But just as Kolo reaches the dock, Kernak taxis his plane out onto the lake. By the time Jungle Jim and Lil are strong enough to appear on the scene, Kernak has the seaplane in the air and is circling for altitude. But his motors are cold and start missing. Kernak struggles vainly to keep the heavily loaded plane in the air. Then suddenly the seaplane noses downward and dives with terrific speed, crashing into the water with shattering force. Soon a patch of oil on the water and bits of floating wreckage are all that mark the final resting place of Kernak the Killer.
Well, that's the end of Kernak. And it's better that way. At least he went down fighting.
I suppose you're right, Jim. But it might have been better if we could have taken him back to the governor in person and had him stand trial.
The world is rid of him, Lil. And that, after all, is the most important thing. Even if we had captured him alive, we would have had a tough time getting him off the island and delivering him to the authorities.
Yeah. And speaking of getting off this island, now that we've finished our job here, have you figured out how we're going to get away?
No, up to this point, I've had all I could do to save our own necks and get Kernak. That kept my mind fully occupied.
Well, now what's the next move?
Well, before I do anything else, I've got to go back and release Judith, Karnak's niece.
Uh-huh.
We had to tie her up when she threatened to expose us, Kernak.
You know, I always thought he hated her, Uncle. He tried to help me whenever it was possible.
Well, she didn't approve of his murderous methods, and I don't think she ever helped him. But blood is thicker than water. Being her only living relative, she tried to be loyal to him in time of danger. She told me at one time he was a successful businessman, kind and generous to her. But he had a serious illness that affected his mind.
And despite all his cold-blooded murders and tyranny, she still loved him?
Yes, Lil. And it's not going to be an easy job for me to break the news of his death to her. It's got to be done, so I'll get going.
You want me to come with you, Jim?
No, not necessarily. Perhaps it would be easier if I did it alone. Then when she gets over the shock, I'll bring her to you.
All right, I'll stay here with Kolo. We might look around and see if Kernak hasn't got a nice little boat hidden here that we can get off this island in.
Say, that's an idea. He must have had some other means of transportation beside that seaplane. Have a look around, Kolo.
That'd be good, Tuan. Maybe you have motorboat hidden someplace.
And be careful when you're looking for the boat. Look out for other things, too. Don't forget, there's a lot of headhunters on these islands that are still loyal to Kernak. Well, I won't be going long. Now take it easy, Lil.
Yeah.
Remember, you've had a tough siege, and you're not too strong yet.
Feeling very sympathetic toward the helpless girl whose only relative, the murderous Kernak, is now dead, Jungle Jim finds his way back to the sheltering rocks on the beach where he and Kolo left the girl bound and gagged. He quickly unties the bonds and helps the girl to her feet, and then prepares to break the news of her uncle's death.
I'm very sorry I had to tie you up like this, Miss Judith, but it was for your own safety. There's a lot of wild shooting going on, and then Mr. Vreel, my associate, set fire to your uncle's cabin, and we all barely escaped with our lives.
Did my uncle escape? He got away all right? I heard all the shooting and the excitement of fire, and later I heard my uncle's seaplane take off.
Yes, that's right, Miss Judith. He did outwit us and get a seaplane and take off, but in his hurry, he didn't take time enough to warm up the motors, and you know that plane had a very heavy load of gasoline.
What are you trying to tell me, Mr. Bradley? Did my uncle have an accident?
Yes, Miss Judith. Those motors were cold, and when he tried to climb for altitude, you see, the motor stalled, and he made a forced landing on the lake.
Oh, Please don't try to stir my feelings, Mr. Bradley. I can see you are trying to hold something back. It's about my uncle. Is he hurt? Badly hurt? Perhaps he's...
I'm sorry, Miss Judith. But your uncle died in a crash.
Oh.
There was nothing anyone could do to save him.
No. No, it can't be. He was all I had. Take me to him. Perhaps there's a chance.
Please, please, Miss Judith. Now try to be brave. Bear up now.
Oh.
We can't take you to your uncle's body. There's no hope. For the plane nosedived into the lake and sank to the bottom.
Why did everybody hurt him? Hound him. You, all of you. You're responsible. You drove him to his death.
I'm terribly sorry for you, Miss Judith. But can't you see it was all in the line of duty? Even if he had lived.
But you didn't give him a chance. I understood him. I loved him. He was ill. Mentally ill. But he might have recovered if he'd been given the chance. When my mother and father died, he adopted me and was as good to me as my own parents. He reared me, educated me. He was always kind, gentle, and generous. Then came his terrible illness. The fever, it affected his mind. He went mad. I nursed him, hoping he would regain his reason. But you made war on him, all of you. Hunted him like an animal. You made him worse. And now you've killed him.
I'm awfully sorry. Really, I am. And I assure you, I'll do everything in my power to see that you're taken care of.
That won't bring my uncle back. I could have saved him. I could have nursed him back to health someday. But now he's gone. He was all I had.
I realize just how you feel. And I admire your faith and loyalty to your uncle. But don't you see how much better it is this way? It was either he did as he did, or else he would have been brought to trial, convicted, and died on the gallows. No matter how fine and noble your uncle was at one time, he had become a dangerous, desperate man. A murderer. A man mad with power. He plotted against constituted authority. The law would have caught him eventually, and all your pleas would have been powerless to save him.
But that is not justice. Do they kill a man who is ill and kills others by spreading a fatal disease? No. He's put in a hospital and cared for and made well again. My uncle killed men because he was mentally ill.
Even if he had lived, Miss Judith, and you were able to convince a jury of his insanity, why, he'd have been placed in a government institution for the criminally insane. You know, that's a living death. Believe me when I say that this was the better way. As time goes on, I'm sure you'll come to realize it.
Oh, perhaps I will, Mr. Bradley. But I don't want you to feel my bitterness is directed against you personally. It's the whole organization you represent.
I should probably feel the same way if I were in your position, Miss Judith. Let me reassure you of my desire to be of help and genuine service to you in the future. First, it's fortunate your uncle brought my associate, Mr. Vreel, to this island. You'll find her most sympathetic and always ready to help you adjust yourself in a new future. What do you say? Suppose we go over and join her. That is, if you feel able to walk.
I'll be all right, Mr. Bradley. I did admire Mr. Zeal's courage. Perhaps with one of my own sex, I'll be able to readjust myself. I'm ready to go with you now.
That's fine. Let's go over. I'm sure Mr. Field's company will do you a world of good.
In the meanwhile, on the other side of the island, Shanghai Lil and Kolu have been vainly searching for some means of conveyance to get the stranded quartet off the island. But a careful search reveals no trace of a boat, and Kolu has returned to report.
Hello, Kolu. Any luck like where you've been?
No, Missy Lil. Look good every place. No see any boat. Missy Lil find one?
No, Kolu. I'm afraid we're out of luck. We'll probably have to keep a sharp lookout for a passing steamer, one of the naval patrols. And make a smoke signal. If we don't show up pretty soon, perhaps the governor will start another search of these islands.
Maybe Tuan Jim find out boat from Karnak girl.
Yeah, his niece Judith might be able to tell us how to get off this place. Too bad we couldn't have captured Karnak before he got away and cracked up his seaplane.
Yeah.
That appeared to be the only means of transportation to and from this deserted place.
Maybe Navy plane fly over this place.
Mm-hmm, they did once, while Karnak had me held as prisoner. Why, he even took me into his radio shack and let me hear them talking from the plane to Bagua.
Radio. Kanak have radio. Maybe Tuan Jim fix up radio and send message.
That's an idea. Oh, but I'm afraid the terrific heat of that fire I started completely ruined any chance of that.
That'd be bad. No other way to make signal.
Well, how about a signal fire? Smoke signals can be seen a long way.
That'd be bad. Native see signal first. Come quick. Cut off heads.
Yeah, I'd forgotten all about those headhunters. There's something else we've got to worry about.
Natives be very bad. Tuan Jim and Kolo almost lose heads when they catch us.
Yes, you and Jim were lucky to get out of that. If those headhunters ever catch up with you again, you won't get a chance to fool them. Karnak sent out an order for your head.
Here come Tuan Jim. Bring lady, Miss Lil.
Yeah, Karnak me. Hello, Jim.
Here we are, Miss Judith. You two have met and are more or less acquainted, I believe.
Oh, yes. I'm glad to see you survived all the trouble, Mr. Vril.
Thank you, Judith. I hope you're none the worse for your adventure.
I'm going to turn Judith over to you, Lil. This ordeal has been harder on her than it has been on us. She'll need a woman's care and sympathy. And I don't know of anyone who could be better for her than you.
That's very flattering. But you can count on me.
Well, that's well, Lil. My big problem now is to get us all off this island before any more trouble starts.
Little does Jungle Jim know that at the other end of the island, two huge war canoes manned by crews of savage headhunters are waiting for the command to push off. On the shore, the grizzled old chief is waiting for a report from one of his scouts, who has just returned.
Speak, my son, what you see.
Look, big fire. Hut of great white father burned. Men fight great white father.
Who fight? White man and Hindu who get away from my village?
I no see. Hear shots. Then hear wings of great bird of white father. Bird fly in air. Then fall in lake.
Then great white father was attacked by white man. We avenge him. Get white man and Hindu again this time. Get head.
Good, almighty chief. We go.
You, my son. Lead the way. Paddle fast. Attack before white man see us come.
I lead. White man no see us. We attack before sunup. Almighty chief, white man no get away.
So while Jungle Jim and Lil are trying to console Judith, a new danger approaches as the big war canoes filled with savage headhunters push forward to avenge the death of Karnak the Killer. Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land, like the list of all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Popeye the Sailor, Tilly the Toiler, Barney Google and the Little King, the impish antics of Skippy, the Katzenyammer Kid, the immortal Mickey Mouse, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.